Are you?
Yeah.
All right, let's wind this puppy up. Off we go. 5, 4.
It's episode 289, and we've got plugins for word counts, autocomplete, SMS notifications, phone gap, and dynamic maps. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the great rainforest of beautiful British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from the misty shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yes, and it's a wonderful time up here. We are returning back to rainforest status here on the wet coast of beautiful British Columbia, and snow back east. That's where it belongs.
So, yeah.
This is our first trip through a brand new show with a brand new mixer, and hopefully the sound comes through quite beautiful. We've been doing some tweaking and fine-tuning here, and all of this wonderful sound is thanks to all you donors out there. And we've got a great show lined up for you today. And, of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs-up button in the corner or leaving us a review on their website. Or if you go to the iTunes store, please leave us a review there. They really help us out, folks.
Yes, and if you do leave us a review in iTunes, be sure to leave a link to your website. Let us know about your company, your freelance business, anything like that. We'll not only read out that link on the show, but we'll also include it within the show notes. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. And, of course, a little bit of self-promotion here, although I'm not really promoting myself here, but what I'm trying to do is encourage folks to head over to the wpsupport.ca or go to wppluginsatoz.com/jobs for the jobs board, and encouraging more people to show up there. Any jobs that I get that I need to toss away, I will definitely be putting them up there. And anyone who's looking for jobs or looking for developers, hey, check it out. It may be of help for you.
All right, and I'm just going to thank everybody who's helped contribute to the show over the last year, and hopefully we can get some more of that action coming in this coming year as well. So there's a lot going on that John and I have planned, and we really do appreciate your support.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a lot planned for the show, the website, and other bits and pieces for the creativity of everything. Little by little, it's all coming together. This is going to be a great big year of change for the WP Plugins A to Z show.
Yeah. Now, I'll give you an example, John. You and I have talked many times about actually turning this show into video to where people could not only see us interact within the show, but also have it to where you and I could demo the actual plugins live.
Yes.
And that seems to be a trend where everybody is going. Unfortunately, that stuff costs money. It costs money for the cameras. It costs money for all the other stuff and the software to do all of that stuff and to be able to do it all live. And we need your support for that.
Absolutely.
We definitely need your support for that. I'll tell you what, John, I had a kind of slit your wrists moment this weekend, and I'll tell you what that is. You're kind of a gamer, you know, you play that World of Warcraft.
I am a gamer. I started playing Warcraft again recently.
Okay, so I'm not really a gamer because I don't really have the system for it. But I stumbled across this site based on a plugin that somebody had asked me for called, I don't know if this is the rant segment, but whatever, I'm going to start it. This site called Twitch.
I've heard about Twitch. Twitch.tv. I've heard about it, but I have yet to look at it. Sit, Ubu, sit.
Okay, so one sec. Let me shut the door here.
That's all right. I'll carry it along for just 30 seconds or so. So anyway, Twitch.
I'm on Twitch, and I'm watching these guys play these games. Mm-hmm. And while they're playing these games, they get people that subscribe and support to them.
Yes, I do.
While one guy was playing this game,
this Battlefield 1 or whatever, mm-hmm. he got more donations in that 30 minutes that I watched him than we get in a month.
It's amazing what people will give money to. Yes, I'm trying. We really need to get our donors to, or our listeners to kick in and support us. Our donors are doing great.
Yeah, otherwise I'm just going to play games. That seems to be, I mean, if I'll take that, you know, instead of the 3 hours that I take every week looking at plugins, I'm just going to fire up some game and just get my donations that way. I mean, if that's where the community is headed, if that's the lack of support that we get because of what we do with plugins, and, you know, no offense, but nobody's out there making money on games. You're not doing client work for,
They're playing video games all day and getting paid for it. Yes. It's just a great thing. All they're doing is recording it on their computer and putting it up on YouTube.
If you appreciate this show, and John and I have been doing this for, you know, going on 5 years now, kick in. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. Just show your appreciation, because I'll tell you, nothing turned my stomach more than just watching somebody get way more donations on something that's just so meaningless in terms of what you get back out of it. So, hopefully that guilts people into donating, but we'll see.
Well, that said, people donate. We would like to thank our donors that have come in and support us. And in particular, would like to thank Jez from Jez Web Pty Limited, who has been an ardent supporter of the show for the past 6 months. Really greatly appreciate it. And we got this week $50 from Jez. And this donation brought to you by All Pride Signs and Marketing in Australia at allpride.com.au. Have a great week. Thanks, Jez. And that's one of the great things you folks could do if you want to donate to the show. Kick it in and on behalf of your clients. Get a little promo piece for your clients out there, or some other acknowledgement you would like to have it. We will be happy to announce it out. And
yeah, if there were four or five people like Jeremy from Jazz Web, we would almost never have to do this long, boring donation begging segment.
Yes, absolutely. And we would also like to thank those who came in under $50, and a big thank you to all the Patreon donors, because your Patreon money came through at the beginning of the month, so much appreciated. And if you would like to support us, you can support us directly off the website or Patreon, or pretty soon I'll put an address up where you can mail checks to. That might help too. Who knows? So, at any rate, thanks a lot. And what I would like to announce here is there will be a winner for the current contest we have. We have the current contest running for Barn 2 Media, where we're giving away the WooCommerce password protected categories plugin, a license for that. You have until Friday the 13th to get in there, enter your email address, and get entered to win the contest. And we'll announce the winners shortly thereafter. So, and thank you very much to Barn 2 Media for donation of the plugin.
Absolutely. And if you have a plugin that you're developing and you'd like to get some more exposure to it, we'd be happy to conduct a giveaway on your behalf. So please get in touch with us.
Absolutely. Okay, and this week here, just a couple of pieces of news. One of them is a great article, What's New and Awesome in WordPress 4.7. It's a really interesting article from WPMU Dev discussing about all the new changes and little bits and pieces in 4.7. So far, not been too bad. How have you found 4.7, Marcus?
I have not had any problems, really. Couple things. I used to use Clef for exchanging all of my passwords and things like that. Since upgrading to my new iPhone, Clef doesn't work for me anymore, which is weird. So I'm going to have to contact them, especially since they've got my name on the banner in the repository. I think that I should be able to get some sort of service out of it. But
if it's got your name on it, you would hope so.
Well, they used a quote that I used to review it. So you think that I would get some support, but I guess not. But that's really the only thing. You know, the media library is still not fixed like I want it to be. There's still a couple of other things.
The media library is going to take a while, I think. We've been complaining about that one 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah. If I were smart, I would actually create a plugin that modifies the entire library, and I'd probably make $1 million. But
oh, you would. You would. That one would. And then what would happen is WordPress would incorporate it into Core.
Oh, of course.
I've seen them do that a couple of times. Somebody builds a great plugin, then all of a sudden it's incorporated into Core.
Yeah. So the next time I get to interview Matt Mullenweg, which hopefully should be in the next couple months, I think I'm going to really pin him down on this. It's just ridiculous.
That would be great. All right. One more article here. It's a really great one from WP Tavern. It's how do you educate people new to WordPress? A really interesting article on how to talk to someone who's brand new to WordPress and what you need to tell them.
Hmm. Interesting.
Okay, and we do have some listener feedback this week, a couple of iTunes reviews, and then some comments. So you want to take the first one there, Marcus?
All right, this one comes from Brad Franklin. He says it's a 5-star review. He's from the United States. Highly recommend, great WordPress plugins podcast. I can't speak highly enough for John Overall and Marcus Couch's WordPress plugins A to Z podcast. I've discovered many WordPress plugin solutions that I may have never found without this podcast. WordPress plugins A to Z is both informative and entertaining. If you are a WordPress theme developer looking to harness, participate, and add to the WordPress community ecosystem, listen, engage, and spread the word about this must-listen-to weekly podcast. Give back to the community. WordPress plugin developers and designers definitely support WordPress plugins from A to Z. He is Brad Franklin at j66.co.
Excellent. Thanks, Brad. And there's also a link to his website at j66.co.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we have another one. It's from the UK. It's a 5-star review from Mark Taylor at Well Random. Pity it's so short. I could listen to this gold for hours. Marcus and John have a great rapport as they give reviews on 6 or so WordPress plugins each week. They make it very clear which are free and which have a premium version, so no nasty surprises when you decide to try them out. This is one of my must-listen-to on day of release podcasts. Great listening on my morning Fox commute or faux commute morning walk. Excellent stuff from two real WordPress experts. Thanks,
nice.
A lot, Mark. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And the so short part of it, hey, we'd do longer if we had a little bit extra support on the other side. So
a little support means more time we can devote to the show. It's mm-hmm. enough that I've already carved out an entire day for the show each week to be able to put the updates to the website and tweak everything and add to the bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm. And we release transcripts of everything.
Yep.
For people that are hearing impaired that can't necessarily get all of the enjoyment out of the podcast, we make it kind of an ebook for them that they get to enjoy every time. So, and that's great for you too, because you can also take those transcripts and see exactly what it is that we said and have that reference for later. So
absolutely,
a lot that we do on the back end that we'd love to get more support for.
Okay, and we've got a couple of comments from Ben. He ran into some limitations with our speak pipe on its 90 seconds. So there's three comments here. So we'll play all three of them and then we'll address your stuff there, Ben. So take it away, Ben. First one up.
Hey guys, this is Ben. I am a contributor to the show. I made a donation a couple months ago now. It had the name Benjamin on it, but I didn't leave a review or any kind of other comment. The show's great. I really enjoy listening to it. I get a lot out of it. So for all you other bums out there who aren't contributing, step up. And for God's sake, you can at least send them $5. Help these guys out. I do have a question that I'd like to hear your take on, and it's about bad bots. I get tons and tons of requests, and I see it in my log files, for non-existent URLs, and it's using a ton of my CPU cycles, and I keep getting my site suspended on account of it. Hosting at SiteGround, which is a preferred WordPress host. And anyway, ever since 4.7 dropped, I've just had a ton of problems with getting attacked by bots. I don't know if it's a coincidence or what, but I've tried a variety of plugins. I've tried working with their support, and their support's good, but I just can't seem to get it figured out. So let me know. Thanks a lot. All right, last time, I swear.
Hey, guys, this is Ben again. 90 seconds just wasn't long enough, so I'm trying this again. It's pretty cool. I also recently tried working on this bot problem. I tried a plugin I found called Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, Gonzalez. And what it does is you install it, and it it's not free, but you can watch a video. They give you a demo on the site so you know what you're getting into before you buy it. You install it. Then you look at the front end of your website, and you'll see a little button for it up in the menu, the administrative menu bar, and it says Gonzalez. You click it. It'll show you everything that's running in terms of JS and CSS, and it's very interesting. It'll let you, in a granular way, shut each thing off, and then you can use it with the developer's console to see how many requests are being made and what the load time is as you disable different items. And it's just kind of a way to, I don't know, reverse engineer your site and see if you can make it run more efficiently. And I recommend it. It's very interesting. And if you guys have any experience with it or take on that, I'd like to hear it. Thanks.
And the final one, Ben.
All right. Last time, I swear, for this week, a few podcasts ago, and I don't always listen to everything sequentially, but so I think it was recently, but it could have been further back in time. Marcus put out a request for anybody interested in, he was going to start back up something he was calling the plugin of the day. And I sent in a, I sent an email to Marcus, via the form on his website. And I never heard back, and I am interested. I'd like to know more about that or what's going on with that, if anything. I know sometimes things get started and then they got to get dropped, and it's totally understandable. But if that's going to go forward, I might like to participate in that, and maybe others would too. So give us an update on where things are at with that. Appreciate you guys. All right. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ben. Greatly appreciate your first comment there about the other bums out there not donating. And as far as the bad bots go, yeah, that one's kind of a tough one, especially when you're on a hosting provider and you don't have your own access to a server. I myself have my own server, so I deal with it at the server level by just blocking them. But it's always, there's numerous ways to do it. You can add blocks into your htaccess file, but if that gets too big, that'll slow down your site. You can use plugins to slow it down. It's the ways are innumerable in how to block them. But it is hard. The bots that don't behave, you don't have a lot of control over them, unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I agree with your first point in terms of the bums. Okay.
That's going to become a new meme. I think.
It really rubbed. I'm telling you, watching that Twitch and watching somebody just play a damn video game and do way more than what I'm doing.
At any rate, the review of the other plugin there, yeah. Ben, we greatly appreciate that. And I'll get a chance. I'll try and check that out and get you a review from my point of view on it. And for the third part, Marcus, you want to address that about the plugin of the day?
I don't
see. Or daily plugin.
Yeah. I don't see. I'm looking in my Gravity Forms entries, and I don't see Ben in here, Benjamin in here anywhere. So up on Twitter, that's always the best way to get me at Marcus Couch.
You cut out there while you were telling him that, Marcus. So try that again.
Oh. On Twitter is the best way to get me. So at Marcus Couch is the best way. I don't have, I just looked right now as we're talking in my Gravity Forms entries and I don't have anything. So, please reach out again. Okay. I'd love some help on that. And so for people that are kind of wondering what he's talking about, for 3 years, I did something every single day called the Daily Plugin, where I would take a kind of summary of everything that came out that day and just put it in one post with a little one sentence description of each plugin. And I tried to model it after Weblog Tools, which was something that we used to have a long time ago that would tell you what kind of plugins were coming out, and they just dropped. They just dropped it. And I had hoped to get this thing onto the WordPress Planet feed, the daily plugin. I trademarked it. I did everything in order to get this thing rolling. And it's just I haven't had time to kind of get back into it. I got too many client projects that I'm working on right now. Plus, I'm trying to revamp the membership coach site. So it's definitely something that's there. I recently hired somebody to help me out with some things in terms of an outsourcer. And they're good in WordPress as well, so I was hoping they'd help me with that. But the biggest challenge for me on that is I want to create a huge directory of plugins too. So it's going to be tough.
All right.
But please reach out again, and I'm definitely interested in letting you help and participate.
All right. And thanks a lot, Ben. And for anyone else who would like to send us a SpeakPipe with some questions, feel free. Lower right-hand section of the website, click the button there, record it, send it to us, and we'll play it on the show for you and do our best to answer the questions.
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. I guess that takes us. It's time for meat and potatoes time then, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Off we go.
They wanted a longer show. They got it.
Yeah, off we go. This week here, what do I have for you? Well, first off, I've got WP Word Count Pro. This plugin was sent in to us by Brian Link. It's a premium plugin, also has a free version. The premium plugin can be found in the link in the show notes, and the free version can be found at wordpress.org. So if you want to know how much you have been writing on your website, your word count, in other words, you want to know how prolific you've been in producing content over the weeks, years, or months that your website's been up, well, this plugin is one you might want to check out. What it does is it goes in and it counts all the words for all the posts you've created and then produces some really interesting reports to show you on a post by post, page by page, or total count, how your content, how you've been at creating content. So say you've been trying to achieve certain word counts. Well, this is one way to find out if it's happening. I did check this plugin out. I did run into some issues with it, though, in the MU environment. It doesn't seem to work there. I haven't reached out to the developer yet to see if it can be solved, but it works beautiful on a standalone install of WordPress. But it's a really great plugin. I found it to be quite nice. It's only $10 for a premium version, so well worth the money. Check it out, WP Word Count Pro, and it's only going to give it a 4 Dragon rating.
Excellent. All right. I've got something that, John, do you recall a couple years ago they came out with something called App Presser?
App Presser. Vaguely remember that.
It was something that hooked, that would supposedly turn WordPress into an app machine.
Oh, I do remember that. Yes. Yes.
Well, Scott Bollinger, Scott Bollinger demoed it for me at the local WordPress Orange County meetup here. And, you know, that was a couple years ago. And it seems like every question I asked Scott, and bless him, he made some great code. The answer was always, well, if PhoneGap can do it, then AppPresser can do it. So really, AppPresser was just a bridge to PhoneGap. And that's what this next plugin is as well. It's called PhoneGap Connect. Now, the nice thing about this is it's on GitHub, so if you want to contribute to the code or help it along, this is a great way to do it. So what it does is it gives you a direct connection from WordPress to the PhoneGap application, and PhoneGap is sort of a app construction kit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll be able to connect WordPress into this PhoneGap and make some apps that pull data or posts from WordPress. So if you've ever been interested in making your own app with items in WordPress, maybe for clients or for yourself, this is a great way to do that. It literally and figuratively bridges the gap with PhoneGap, and I rated this a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I have yet to check into that, so it's something I may have to look into.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I've got up next for you is Mapify Pro. This is a plugin that was sent in to us by Josh Sears. It's a premium plugin, $49, available on their website. They do have a limited free version that you can download from their website also. And this plugin here, what it does for you, well, if you want to jazz up your Google Maps or create your own custom image maps, this plugin helps you complete that task by allowing you to add any and all of the following to it. You can use Google Maps with custom images, the ability to add full blog posts to a map, which is great for travelers. You can add blog posts for all the places you visit on the globe. You can share locations in social media, fully responsive maps, bulk uploading of locations. You can customize map markers for all your locations, advanced search filtering, location. This is really a great one if you have a business with multiple locations. It allows you to create custom maps for that. All in all, it's a pretty great plugin. And I'm hoping to get an interview with Josh here, and who knows, maybe get them to donate a license for us to give away. And anyway, great plugin. Check it out. Mapify Pro. And I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Cool. All right. Well, John, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about an item that would connect WooCommerce to Facebook Messenger. And I ordered something. I don't even believe it was through a WordPress site, but I ordered a hat about, I don't know, a week or so ago. And I logged in with Facebook, you know, just to create my account and all that. And it gave me the option, do I want to use Facebook Messenger or SMS as a conduit to keep me up to date on shipment notifications and tracking and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to see what it would do in Facebook first. And it was a fantastic experience, I'll tell you, because they linked up all the tracking information. They showed a map to my house, where it was going, all that kind of stuff. So I solved that portion of it. Now I wanted to get into the SMS version. And there's 50 million SMS things out there, but there's very few that are specific to WooCommerce. So there's a service called Shoutout SMS. And this plugin is called Shoutout SMS for WooCommerce. And it allows you to use WooCommerce to send SMS notifications to your customers. You can auto send them based on order status, whether it comes in from back order, it's ordered, it's shipped, anything like that. And you get to use customizable message text to do it. You do have to sign up for at least a light account. It's free at Shoutout. And you get to start sending SMS messages based on what the order status is to your customers of your site. I'm going to explain something to everybody. First and foremost is, if you have any client that uses WooCommerce at all, if you're not starting to talk to them about the updating of ship notifications beyond email, you're a fool, because this is easy money for you. Show them examples of how Amazon does it and all the rest of them. And this is the way of life. This is what people are going to want from now on. And if you don't give them that stuff, email just, it's not going to cut it anymore.
Yeah.
So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, that's for certain. More and more people get more information via their SMS than they do email. I know people that never even check their emails now.
Right. Absolutely. Especially when you can go both Facebook Messenger and SMS, give somebody the option for that. This is a perfect solution to pair those two together.
Absolutely. The last plugin I've got here today is called My CloudPress. It's a site backup third-party service. This was sent in to us by Christopher Hicks, and it's a premium plugin currently in beta testing. So you can currently sign up and get it for free, give it a checkout. They do have a free version or a free account that's going to be available from this stuff on their website. And what it's for is, if you're looking for a cloud solution for backing up your WordPress website and easy restore functions, this may be a plugin for you to check out. It offers both for you. It's very easy to use from what I can see. I didn't hook it up and test it out because I've already got all my own backup solutions for everything. But while the plugin is still in development, you can get in on the ground floor and check it out. And what it does for you is, when you register and go into it, it allows you to do backups. And it backs things up through a slightly different method in here that I've seen. It backs up, looks like, from your database. It backs up users, posts, comments, options. It grabs the user meta, the post meta, comment data, and other bits and pieces and stores that stuff. So it looks like it pulls it from your database, and it doesn't look like it pulls your actual files. It probably does, but because I didn't dig that deeply into it, I'm not entirely certain of it, but it still looks like it's a really great backup solution, or a very simple, easy backup solution for getting started. And as they advance and finish their development, it may turn out to be a fantastic plugin. At any rate, check it out, mycloudpress.com, and I gave it a 3 Dragon rating.
Interesting. All right. We are all used to, as we said in our last plugin that I just reviewed, the mobile lifestyle, right? For crying out loud, I just saw an SES report, John, that there's a Samsung S8 or whatever that you can hook straight to a monitor and use it as a PC. Your phone.
Oh, man.
It's got Windows on it.
Your phone.
Yeah.
Wow. So we got more power in our phone now than...
I know. It's ridiculous. But one of the things that, love it or hate it, that we kind of use on our phone a lot is autocomplete.
Oh, yes. And, love and hate.
And we don't have autocomplete for WordPress until this plugin, which is simply titled autocomplete. So it's useful for autocompleting words, author stuff. But by the default, WordPress is the only word that auto-completes correctly. So you can add stuff into the auto-complete, especially branded terms or things that have to be spelled a specific way. And there's just options in there, and you can add words or just keep moving along as you go, and you can reset the list if you want to. It uses a text completer jQuery script in it to get it to work, but I tried it, and I love it. So check it out yourself. It's autocomplete, and it gets a 4 out of 5.
All right. So this wraps it up. I covered up this week WP WordCount Pro, which I gave a 4 to, Mapify Pro, which I gave a 4 to, and then MyCloudPress, which I gave a 3 to.
And I talked about PhoneGap, which gets a 4 out of 5. Shout out SMS gets a 4 out of 5, and autocomplete gets a 4 out of 5.
And a little bit of promotion here. This week here, I am sharing the space here with another great WordPress podcast and website, Kitchen Sink WP, a really great podcast. It's done by Adam Silver, and you can check it out at kitchensinkwp.com. Some really great information, a really interesting podcast to listen to, and quite an entertaining host. And we have had him on the show one time in the past. So go check out his website, kitchensinkwp.com.
Absolutely. He stays up to date, and he's really consistent with his episodes, too, which is great. All right. And for me, I'm just revamping some of my membership coach stuff, and that will probably open up, I'd say, in probably a month or so. But I did hire an outsourced person, and boy, has that helped a lot. So that's coming along, and that's pretty much it for me.
Hey, and the usual reminders, don't forget you can get us at the iTunes store, and we would greatly appreciate you taking the time to leave us a review there. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or leave us a review on their website. And stop in on the website and leave us a donation or go into our Patreon site at wppluginsa-to-z.com/Patreon, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, otherwise I'm going to move over to Twitch and start playing Warcraft. I'll get more donations that way. All right, how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, and remember to follow this show on Twitter at wppluginsa-to-z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
Ha 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 ha!